Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, we're going to talk about something very serious. It's a shortage of frontline caregivers and what effect that potentially could have on our society. Let's talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Mickey Herman. Mickey is the interim CEO of Albertina Kerr. And also with us is Derek Perry, Chief Program Officer, also with Albertina Kerr. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland, guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mickey, let's get started with you. Tell our audience all about Albertina Kerr.
Well, Gary, we are an institution and been around since 1907. We have been caring for Oregon's most vulnerable citizens. Over the decades, our services have evolved to meet the community's ever-changing needs. And today, Kerr offers short-term crisis psychiatric care and community-based outpatient mental health services for children, teens, and their families. We also provide safe and supportive 24-hour residential group home care for individuals experiencing an intellectual and or a developmental disability and employment training with follow-along coaching for adults with an intellectual and or developmental disability. Last year alone, Kerr provided more than 700 children, teens, and adults with essential life-saving skills.
You said Albertina Kerr started in 1907. That's quite a long time ago. Can you give us kind
we
of a brief
indeed.
History? Albertina was a real person.
Albertina Kerr was a real person, was his second wife, Albertina of Alexander Kerr, who founded the Kerr Canning Jar Empire. And it was a little bit of a scandal in Portland because he was a married man, he was middle-aged, and she was 19. And her personal advocacy was starting really with unwed mothers and the adoption of children. So that was the very beginning of Albertina Kerr, was caring again for those marginalized communities that needed care that weren't provided in the mainstream, and then into adopting children. And the first historic building that was built, which is located right here where I'm taking the call with you, Gary, we have children that are adopted from Kerr. And quite often when we had our volunteer businesses and restaurant, we would have people drop in that had been adopted from Albertina Kerr. We also have a building out on our Gresham campus. It's a historic building that was where the unwed mothers stayed while they were still expecting before they gave birth. And so now today, with the adoption changes in the state back in the mid-60s, Albertina Kerr lay empty really from a service perspective for a few years and then started again to really look at intellectually challenged and developmentally disabled youth and adults, and then went into behavioral health, which is really translated into children's mental health. And those are two areas, sad to say, that are growing exponentially in our country for need and services.
Mickey, since the pandemic has happened, it's been with us now for close to 2 years, how has that made things challenging for Albertina Kerr?
Well, it's been tremendously challenging for Kerr and our other comparable organizations that do this kind of work. We're in an area called the human services sector, and we're facing a historic workforce shortage that is unprecedented of what we call our frontline workers. And our frontline workers, both in our residential group homes and in our children's mental health services, provide the day-to-day services and the direct care and therapy needed for these two sectors. So insufficient reimbursement rates from the state and other private health insurance payers has created an ongoing struggle for Kerr and other similar organizations to recruit and retain qualified staff. And this is particularly of significance to us in our children's mental health area with child and family therapists and direct service professionals who are vital to our residential group homes. Both of these types of roles provide essential care for adults and children with behavioral issues, mental health issues, and disabilities. So it's been a significant impact from the pandemic on already a challenged workforce that now has really just become a crisis situation for Kerr and others in this state.
We're talking today with Mickey Herman, interim CEO of Albertina Kerr, and Derek Perry, chief program officer of Albertina Kerr. Now, Derek, let me ask you about your job. Tell me what you do as the chief program officer.
Well, Gary, I've been at Albertina Kerr for 2 years now. I've actually been in the state of Oregon for 2 years now. I'm from California. I've worked with children and families for my entire professional career in some capacity. I work with children who've been in the foster program, children who've been adopted, children who've been in probation. Riverside County, which is one of the second largest counties in Southern California, their child and protective services department. So I've dedicated my life to helping children and families. And here at Kerr, what I do, I support the director of our mental health program. And I also work with the assistant directors in all of our group homes, as well as our assistant directors in our employment services program. So I'm in direct communication with those who are on the front line every single day.
And as Mickey was talking and telling us about the shortage of frontline caregivers, how has that affected what services you provide?
Well, I tell you, Gary, there's been a great need for child mental health services, but it's very limited right now. And part of that is due to the shortage of clinicians across the entire state and, quite frankly, across the entire nation. And it's a difficult, high-stress job, which has been made worse by the pandemic. There's so many providers who are feeling burnt out and who are actually leaving the field. The work that the direct professionals do, we call them DSPs, but the work that they do is extremely hard. They can go to other employers in other sectors, and they can receive higher wages. The job, for some, is unsustainable financially, and they're forced to leave the job for higher pay. They can go to places like fast food restaurants, retail stores, gas stations, and those types of places to make better wages. They can also earn a better living doing less work with vastly lower level of responsibility. And with these lower wages, it leads to high turnover. And that really concerns us because that means that the quality of the direct support professional client relationship is in some way going to suffer.
What kind of training goes into becoming a frontline caregiver with Albertina Kerr?
Well, we train them on the basic life-saving skills like CPR and first aid, but they also go through a training that's called collaborative problem solving. And the primary premise behind collaborative problem solving is to help our direct support professionals de-escalate situations before they actually turn into a crisis. They also get trained in active listening as well. So the bottom line is we want our staff to be trained on utilizing early interventions that's going to help us to meet the individual needs of the people that we support.
There has been a greater need for the services that Albertina Kerr provides during the pandemic. Is that correct?
Most definitely. An increased need, in fact.
Tell me about that. Where's that coming from?
Well, I can tell you our caregivers, they're like no other. But the pandemic and just the overall mental health needs, I mean, we have kids who've been out of school for over 2 years now, and they've been at home. Some have been supervised, some haven't been supervised. And it brings upon an extra added level of stress to an already stressful situation. So the fact that they haven't been in school, they haven't seen their friends, in some cases they haven't seen their family or their loved ones, some of them who have wanted to work and be in the community, they haven't been able to do that. We've also seen an increased level of what we call suicide ideation or depression, and that's just because of these added stressors on individual children and families. They run out of coping strategies. So just as a result of everything that our nation has been experiencing, our world has been experiencing over the past 2 years, people's coping strategies have been depleted to where they're just going to go into survival mode and do whatever they feel that they need to do to keep themselves safe. Insane, quite frankly.
Yeah, really. I mean, we can all relate to how stressful it's been during this pandemic. And if you are a member of our vulnerable society, then it really takes its toll.
Yes, most definitely.
Oh. Well, tell me about the people that you work with, Derek.
They're like no other. I would say, and again, I've been working in this field for over 30-something years, and I will tell you, these are the most compassionate, caring group of professionals that I've ever worked with. Our child and family therapists, they assess the needs of youth who are ages 5 to 17, and they coordinate their mental health services for the children and the families using individualized, innovative, and evidence-based practices, which is key to success. Our direct support professionals, they provide care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which includes the weekends and overnights and holidays. And they're caring for our children and our teens and adults who are experiencing all types of intellectual and developmental disabilities who reside in one of our 54 group homes. And I tell you, Gary, while rewarding, the job of a DSP, the direct support professional, is often relatively low paying and extremely challenging. It is really more like five or six jobs than one job. It's more than just being a caregiver and keeping clients safe, because our clients have complex needs, and those needs are either behavioral or medically. But overall, it's extremely important and fulfilling work.
Well, hats off to these caregivers. They sound like amazing people.
They are indeed.
Let me introduce once again Mickey Herman, interim CEO of Albertina Kerr. Mickey, how does the state assist in funding Kerr's services? Tell me
about
that.
Well, right now, Gary, thank you for asking that question, because it really all comes down to how does the state assist us in funding, and how do we get the funding that we need to ensure that we can deliver this care and that we can hire the staff that we need to deliver this care. So much of the work that Derek talked about the direct support professionals do to care for our clients, which is so important, is largely reliant on Medicaid funding, which is paid by the state through a very complicated reimbursement schedule based on the types of services that residents need, and it equates to, frankly, an abysmal wage for those doing this critical work. And just to put that in a really quantifiable number, most of our entry-level workers that are categorized as direct service professionals make less than $35,000 a year. And imagine, in Portland, in Multnomah County, having to live or take care of a family on that wage. It's not an adequate living wage. Our children's mental health service providers relies on funds from the state budget for behavioral and mental health care, as well as private health care insurance payers. And while Kerr has worked very hard to increase wages for employees as one of their prime missions, and in the last 4 years we have increased wages over 125%, we are very limited by fixed reimbursement rates that we get, which do not allow us to provide competitive, equitable, and living wages for many of those in our employment. We're competing again, as Derek referenced, with more attractive non-healthcare sectors and companies that can offer higher wages, less risk, less stressful jobs, less jobs that have multiple responsibilities, and frankly, jobs that don't deal with difficult and fragile communities that require care. Low rates mean, of course, low wages. And although we continue to see a high turnover in our provider agencies, we're doing everything we can to retain our staff and then to recruit staff so that we continue to minimize as much burnout as possible with these critical roles. Kerr, again, has really worked to increase the DSP wages, our direct service professionals. The state of Oregon, the fixed reimbursement rates, they really do not give us much leverage to offer that competitive, equitable living wage. We make it a priority to do what we can to increase that, but ultimately that comes from our fundraising and our cash reserves that we have at Kerr. As a result, we again face an unprecedented lack of qualified employees, and this really complicates our ability to offer qualified, safe care and continue to keep our clients safe and continue to ensure that our staff feels rewarded and appreciated accordingly, either in our residential group homes or with our mental health care services.
Mickey, this really sounds like a crisis. What's the state doing to help you guys out?
Well, it is a crisis, and I realize that is a very significant word to use, but there is no mincing words. It's a crisis, and it could be termed an emergency. And while we are very grateful that the state has continued to work on, so the state really translates into the Oregon Health Authority and the Department of Human Services, or ODDS as well, to help us incentivize workers to stay in these critical roles and to recruit and to retain. It is not enough because it is short-term funding. It doesn't solve the long-term problem. So the long-term problem needs to be solved by long-term ongoing investment, which comes from the governor's help, and she, in fact, has directed the Oregon Health Authority, OHA, and the state's Human Services Department to come up with a plan to fix the problem. And the legislature will meet for a special short session in February where hopefully a bill will be passed to address this crucial need. But we need to have this be a priority, and we need to have a clear understanding that requires more than short-term. It requires long-term, ongoing investment.
We're talking today with Mickey Herman and Derek Perry with Albertina Kerr. Derek, what's at stake? This sounds serious.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely serious, Gary. And my biggest concern is those who need our services the most may not be able to access them, period. Kids in need of crisis psychiatric care are currently on a waiting list longer, and some families are even unable to access the resources that they need. But when a family and a child is in crisis, they can't wait. That crisis is happening in real time. They should be able to access life-saving care when they need it. And in many cases, Kerr has not been able to accept the level or the severe level of acuity that is coming to us. We're all going through this collective trauma made worse by the pandemic. Everyone is feeling burnt out. This is a national problem, Gary. And there are no options for families and kids to access the care that they need when they need it. The state of Oregon, in my opinion, they're on a precipice of statewide failure and collapse of this crucial care facilities that can care for those who can't care for themselves. If these agencies collapse, if Albertina Kerr and other agencies like us collapse, who's going to take care of these most vulnerable citizens? For those who need round-the-clock residential care simply to survive, they can end up in a hotel monitored by state workers who are overwhelmed. They can end up in a homeless shelter, or even worse, in crisis, waiting in an overcrowded emergency room or even jail. So honestly, where will they go? And the question is, how will the state of Oregon care for them?
Well, Kerr and other agencies need some stuff from the state of Oregon. Derek, tell me what you guys need.
This is about doing the right thing to ensure our community's most vulnerable citizens have access to high-quality care. Not just care, but high-quality care, because our citizens deserve it. The job is unsustainable financially for so many employees. We desperately need the state of Oregon to show that they value caregiving with compensation, which is reflective of this challenging work. That's why we need lawmakers to significantly and immediately increase reimbursement rates or provide funding streams so that Albertina Kerr can offer equitable and competitive wages that compete with other sectors at $20 an hour or $30 an hour and attract quality employees to work with people experiencing intellectual and developmental disabilities and mental health challenges. I tell you, people who spend their career caring for our most vulnerable citizens, they deserve our admiration. They deserve our respect. We also need the Oregon Health Authority to provide rapid COVID-19 testing to occur at no cost as needed with a guaranteed supply. This pandemic is not going anywhere anytime soon. And we want this so that we can assure that our staff with medical or religious exemptions who remain unvaccinated, that they don't pose an infection risk to those that we serve, and we can continue to provide that quality client care. We also need the Department of Human Services, the Office of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, to agree not to reduce funding based on emergency capacity changes, which forces us to consolidate people into fewer locations to provide even the minimal supervision necessary for safe care. This only reduces Kerr's ability to pay the staff needed for ongoing services. And finally, Gary, we need the background check unit in the Oregon Health Authority and the Department of Health Services Office of Shared Services to clear their backlogs and expedite the final background checks for providers so that we can get our caregivers fully working faster.
This crisis, if it's not addressed very soon, it's going to get exponentially worse very quickly, right?
Yes, yes.
Oh, so, Derek, how can our listeners help?
Please, be an advocate for Albertina Kerr. The Oregon legislator has called for a special session for February, as Mickey alluded to earlier. Please write and or call your state representative and ask them, take immediate action to significantly increase reimbursement rates for the services provided by caregivers who provide vital 24-hour support. Because without these critical workers, the most vulnerable among us will face abuse. They have the potential to face neglect, homelessness, a mental health crisis, incarceration, and even death. And we don't want any of those things to happen to the people that we support. Without additional state funding, Kerr and many similar providers will be required to reduce essential services and close programs. So if you can help fund Kerr's retention and recruitment fund so that we can attract, develop, and retain qualified caregivers, that would be so appreciative. The fund will also enhance and expand staff training and strengthen our outpatient children's mental health services so that more kids and so that more families can get the help that they need and that they deserve. And they get that help when they need it. And that gift can be made at albertinakerr.org. Again, that's albertinakerr.org.
Mickey, you've been with Albertina Kerr for many years, right?
Yes, I have.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Well, I have been on the Kerr board for almost 10 years, and I've been the interim CEO since July of this year, and I have never seen anything like this, nor have I had the opportunity to have really this deep level of understanding of what is needed, how complicated the money situation is for reimbursement and rates for Kerr and other organizations, and the lack of understanding, frankly, that we are in a crisis, and this crisis was building for decades, and the pandemic really exacerbated it into a crisis of such concern that many of us in our organizations are spending easily more than 60% of our day on advocacy with elected officials, with the governor's office, with advocacy groups, through families and communities that require our services to try to get the funding that we need, both initially short-term, because that's immediate, and then long-term investment so that we don't have to do this, because if we don't, there will no will be no services. There will not be organizations like CUR. And that is a very sad thought indeed, that a 114-year-old organization could essentially not be available to care for the people that need this care. So Derek has been just such an advocate and such a strong supporter of how this really matters to each and every one of us, because I would hazard a guess that all of us have seen these kinds of challenges in our families, certainly on the mental health and behavioral health type of situations with the pandemic. And we need your help. So thank you so much for letting us to talk about this, for letting us give you our point of view. And we are very concerned, and I hope that has come across in the way that we've answered your very caring questions. And we do need your help, and we need the population and the citizens of Oregon's help.
Well, your passion definitely shows through on both of you. Mm-hmm. You're in a crisis, but you're doing what you can, and I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
We've been talking today with Mickey Herman, interim CEO of Albertina Kerr, and Derek Perry, chief program officer, also with Albertina Kerr. Thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate the opportunity.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.